Good morning.
And welcome back.
Yes, sir.
This is the new special episode. We're going to call this one the FBB Report.
Of Frisco.
This is the Frisco Report, and it's going to start being a little more, it's going to happen a little
about
more often.
About Frisco? What's happening?
In recent Frisco news.
Not like official Frisco news?
No, it's not official at all. It's high school news. A recent phenomenon, apparently. It's cuffing season.
That started?
It started. I heard it started on September 1st.
I heard that was...
It's been going on, but now it's in full effect.
Fall equinox is the peak of cuffing season.
But now that the time change has happened, everyone's cuffing clock has moved back, and now it's moved forward. And
the sun sets at like 4:39.
Right. And now everyone's back in the groove.
And then it's like 6 o'clock, it's dark out.
Everyone who's working on that night shift a few days back when the time change went back, they had to work an extra hour, huh?
Yeah.
Good luck for you guys over on the night shift, huh?
Yeah, you know why? You know why you need a... It's cuffing season?
Why?
You need that significant other.
Significant?
Significant.
Mm-hmm.
To help you be not afraid from the darkness. Just...
That's a pretty valid point. I won't even lie on that one.
Just... Why is it so dark? I need someone to... support me, come help me.
Dang, I felt that one on a new level.
Explain why it's not dark. But well, in Frisco, let's just give y'all an update on the football stuff, some sports stuff.
Football.
So,
do they really know? They know. They know.
We play Wakeland this week, but y'all know.
We play the Waves. The Waves are me and Forge arch nemesis.
Okay.
The Wakeland Waves. They're called the Waves because. Back in baseball, they all had the flow.
Yeah.
The flow's a wave, and they rode the wave. They rode the wave haircut, and you know what? Now they're the Waves.
Yeah, and they had to cut it off last baseball season.
Yep.
And we obliterated them and all their 42 players.
Yeah, they had an unlimited bench. Their bullpen was insane.
Their bullpen was 10 people deep. They had so many POs on that team.
They had to buy an extra bench for the whole bullpen.
I don't understand how you get cut from that team. Because there were some kids.
You don't. They just absorb.
Someone got cut?
They just absorb you into the energy wave of the team.
You just, everyone.
All your
If you want to play baseball, let's go to Wakeland and go to the freshman team.
Exactly.
I think they had two teams. The summer ball, they had two teams, and they each had 20 kids.
I think that's ridiculous. I think
insane.
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Sports in the FBB report. Could be better.
We play, yeah.
Could be better.
We'll get to some more stats. But what's our
volleyball's doing great. Volleyball's marching.
Volleyball. Oh, yeah. Volleyball going to second round Thursday. Liberty High School. A bunch of Frisco schools are in playoffs.
Mm.
Lebanon Trail's a good school. They're pretty good. We're not even close to us, though.
Nah.
Demolish them. Lebanon Trail, I think Wakeland's still in playoffs. And so is Liberty.
I don't know, man. I don't keep up with volleyball.
But
don't do that stuff.
Liberty hasn't lost a game. I just see on the Snapchat stories. I'm like, okay.
Recently, there have been a lot of Halloween parties.
Yeah.
Everyone's been going to those. I have.
All over the place.
Yeah, but then there's a few things going on coming up in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah?
That I've been informed of.
We'll let y'all know that.
No, we won't. This is
no.
Disclosed information. Oh, that party.
The other thing, yeah.
At the end of the podcast, tune in to hear a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be.
And we have an inkling of idea what it's next.
We'll let y'all know. It may not 100% be a thing, but...
We're formulating
if it does,
plans.
Oh, better. Never mind. You'll know.
He's just teasing you, guys. Yeah. He's just teasing you.
Just tickling you.
Ew.
On your chin.
Chin music. What else has been going on?
There's a Veterans Day parade. Gary Burns was Saturday.
Oh, Gary Burns, man. What a guy.
How was that? Everyone.
Is his name
there.
Really Gary Burns?
His name was Gary Burns, and he was a firefighter.
It's kind of an like ironic name.
Fahrenheit 451. You ever read that book?
No, I never read
it. All the firefighters burn stuff. They just burn books.
Because
they don't want literature in their society anymore. They live in a society.
I don't get it. Why would they do that?
It's like a...
Is it dystopian?
Yeah, it's dystopian. Guy wrote it, Ray Bradbury, in like 1950.
Hmm.
He writes all the dystopian books, but yeah. Greary Burns.
Kind of an ironic name.
Very ironic name. It's kind of funny.
Burns.
I had no idea he was a firefighter. And I had no idea that he was a great man. I didn't know all that stuff.
All I knew is that, like, kids would do it and jump in there because you'd get, like, a duck or something and a t-shirt back in elementary school. Kind of reminds me of Booster Thon.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Booster Thon was lit. I would go off of Booster Thon.
Dude, I used to do the, I used to go to Gary Burns until it became not about running.
What
it was never
about
running.
It's always about t-shirts.
Yeah, if you had the, everyone has the Gary Burns t-shirts. I have one.
I've never done a Gary Burns fun run. I did one kind of like weird, like not even a mile run, maybe like a few meter, like four or five meters, just to walk, just a
4 or 5 meter walk.
Yeah.
But you ran 4 or 5 meters, then you walked the rest of the way.
No, it was just the finish line is about 45 meters away from the starting line, and the only reason that I went is because it was called Run at the Lake. Or Wake at the Lake or something like that. And I thought we were going to run around the whole lake, and I was nervous because I hate running. Even as a kid, I hated running. It was called, like, run. It was like 5K at the lake, and I was not ready for it. Anyway, we ran it, and then all I remember at the end was there being Rice Krispie treats with Magic Show.
Magic Show?
And sprinkles on it. And that's the only reason I went, and I hate running.
For the Magic Show? Was it a good
Magic
Show? Magic
Shell.
Oh, I thought it was a Magic Show.
It's like a Magic Show at the lake.
I was like, after the 5K Magic Show?
Only Magic Show I've ever been to is in a... Actually, I've been to a lot of Magic Shows, actually.
Yeah, so have I.
Magic Show segue. I went to a Magic Show. My 7th birthday party was in a basement. in the McKinney... Oh, and then, whatchamacallit? Downtown... Or Old Town McKinney. Uh-huh. Whatever you want to call it.
Magic Show basement?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like an amazing birthday.
And then in Maui, I went to a Magic Show. Pretty nice. It was actually a pretty good Magic Show, actually. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like trying to be funny, but he wasn't funny at all. Kind of like rough. Sorry, guy.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
No, it was in...
As long as you're good at magic.
And then I went to one in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. We crossed the Boda.
I haven't been to many magic shows. I remember one of my brother's 16th birthdays. Old Time, the Time Machine restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to the name, but it was a really weird place. It was kind of cool, but there were so many different areas. Like there was an area just for waiting. It was like massive. Like the whole upper floor was just for waiting, and then there was a magic show. There was a bunch of stuff going on up there.
Hmm.
But when you ate. So all the characters are dressed up like people, like
right.
characters. We had Shaggy, and
oh, like it's a costume party at all times.
Pretty much, yeah. And it was pretty cool, but I've been there in a while. But you know where all the Frisco people go is Dick's Last Resort.
Oh my gosh! Can you be more basic?
That's hey, you want some Frisco update? Someone's gonna be there next this weekend for a birthday party.
You want a Frisco update? All the things that they write in those hats are true.
Yeah,
they're not
facts.
They're not. Fictional
they're
ideations.
Tellers. The people who do it are...
Yeah, they are.
Psychic.
They literally... The extensive process they have to go through to write those things and to become a server at Dick's Last Resort, they have to go through a psychic process.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Sorry for the one that got written. You know what?
That's why you don't go there.
So you don't go there.
What they're doing when they're being rude to you, they're analyzing how you react to that. Even if you know it's fake, they're sensing your brain waves and they're seeing what's going to happen to you.
I feel like I'd be a great worker there.
Yes.
I mean...
You'd be amazing.
But I feel like I would get fired quickly.
For being too rude?
Yes.
When you're too rude at the...
Because it's like, no one's like, okay, now go be rude. And then you just don't be rude.
Yeah.
Like, you still have to give them food. I'd be like, here's your food. And I'd be like, holding it. Like, you know how like all like the servers do? Like, whenever they have like the napkin over one arm. And they like hold it like with their wrist cocked back over their shoulder. I would just... launch back and catapult that thing right through your chest, and now you have your burger.
I just make them grab it, and if I end up spilling it, they oh, sorry.
Sorry, lady.
Sorry, get some better hand eye.
Yeah, dude. Oh my gosh, little another story. Off topic.
Uh-huh.
Paleo's time.
Paleo's time.
This guy, he's like asked for all this extra stuff that like we usually make him pay for. He's like, Can I get extra Alfredo sauce? Can I get like after he ordered the pizza, like after they got the pizza, like extra Alfredo, extra jalapenos. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do, huh? I got him the stuff. Uh-huh. And then this guy has the audacity to go fill up a coffee for free. And I lean up against the wall and I says to the guy, you pay for that? You pay for that, sir? He goes, you have to pay for it? And I go, I'll see you at the front. And then my boss goes, you were savage for that.
Got him.
And I make him pay.
Israel?
No, Jonathan. He's just like a mini Israel.
Got him. That guy.
I was not going to let him slide. Can't do that.
You can go get the soda at Paleo's, but not the coffee.
Even the soda, I was like I wasn't like
even after he did, after he took
it's
the
just,
sauce.
It's just the fact that he made me, like I let him slide with the whole like pellet, like that would have been like what, like 50 cents, not a big deal, but like
he took advantage.
Right, you can't be like I can't go to and order, go to a pizza place, order a cheese pizza, then be like, can I get all this stuff on the side and not pay for it?
Can I get like bunch of pepperoni, some sausage,
exactly,
some bacon on the side.
That's not how it works. You can't do that. That's literally, yeah. I mean, it's a smart idea. Go for you, guy. But
yeah. Maybe like one sauce. Maybe like, hey, can I have some like ranch?
No, I'm totally cool with like ranches and dressings and stuff. But like, Alfredo's like our base. We don't just like, we're not like willy nilly giving out Alfredo sauce. Yeah. It's a specialty.
That guy, whatever your name was. Hey, at least you paid. At least it wasn't like.
Then one guy came in and he was He's a Frisco native. He went to Frisco High School, but he went D1, dude. He bounced around all these different D1 colleges. He's kind of a bigger guy. Like, he's kind of on the heftier side, but like you wouldn't expect him to be like a D1 athlete. But he was talking about how he played against Kevin Durant. He played against
basketball.
Yeah, dude. He was like, I played against Melo and like big white guy.
Oh wow!
I was surprised. He was talking about like all these different things, and he was cussing, and I was cussing back at him, like kind of casually. And, like, he gave me $8 tip, so I wasn't mad. Yeah. I left with $20 that night. Then I proceeded to drive to Popeyes to find out that two of them were closed.
Closed?
No, like...
Like, out of chicken sandwiches?
They were out of chicken sandwiches and out of chicken strips. They said, no chicken strips. And I said, well, what can I get?
You're out of chicken, Popeyes. Oh, my.
Yeah, he's like, we had a really busy night. And I go, well, yeah, well...
That never happens at Chick-fil-A.
I mean, what?
And they're always that busy in...
Can you not just adjust? Can you not just get like, more than you think you need?
You expected that. Like, there's no way they didn't know that.
Right.
Just get.
If you have the sign that says we're out of chicken sandwiches, then you obviously know you're going to sell out of chicken sandwiches. So get more than you think you need.
Their whole scheme is just they're going to keep doing that. And then it's going to be like, at some point, everyone's going to be like, okay, we all got the chicken sandwich. Cool.
Right. What are you going to do next? You can't make a chicken burger.
You didn't run out of chicken, Popeyes?
They did run out of chicken, and it was dumb. I got the bottom of the barrel. I was like, just throw me. I go, Put whatever you have left in a box and just give it to me.
Just give me everything.
And he charged me like $16 for the bottom of the barrel chicken and a few biscuits and some fries that I asked for. Mm-hmm. And best drink you can ever get when you're...
Strawberry Fanta?
Yeah. Best drink you can get in a fast food restaurant, Strawberry Fanta. Close second to Blue Powerade, but no one has Blue Powerade anymore.
So Whataburger has it all.
Yeah, they do.
And Whataburger has a great soda fountain.
It's great. I love them.
And, what was I going to say? We're talking about Popeyes.
Yeah, man.
It's never going to...
The Frisco Report, all the Popeyes are gone.
Popeyes is dying.
Popeyes is a dying culture.
It's a money grab.
But, like, it's so good. Like, I would eat Popeyes regularly. Like, that, I will go to Popeyes without the chicken sandwich being in stock.
But it just, like, the service kind of turns you down sometimes.
And yeah, the guy's sitting there, he's like... Yeah, Mans goes, he was like... I says to the guy, I go, you know what I want? I go to the window, I says, you know what I want? And he goes, all out. Like, he's like, come on, at least show a little hospitality. Yeah. All out. And then I'm like, okay, what else do you got? And he's like, none.
We got none.
I was like, what do you mean you had none? He's like, we're all out of everything. And I go, can I get apple pie then? He goes, out of apple pies. I'm like, do I got drinks still? And he's like, yeah, we got drinks. Act like I'm stupid for asking if they got a drink because they're out of apple pie. What are you gonna? I mean, like,
you got nothing.
When has everyone been out of apple pie?
Run out of water, Popeyes?
Oh my gosh! Just and then the guy in front of me asks. He's like, this Indian guy, and he's asked like chicken sandwich. All I heard was chicken sandwich, and then the guy's like, nope. Like,
you gotta be like,
look, I get you had a long day.
I'm sorry, no chicken sandwich.
Right.
He's a little apologetic.
And then I had to, and then my mom, like my dad, wanted some Popeyes, and they're way overpriced. And then I went to Chicken Express.
Oh.
And then like, service about the same.
But Chicken Express, what they do, they put extra chicken.
Oh my gosh, time. Dude! And I know some of the people who work there. Like I'll go there like once a week or something like that, and just get some tea or whatever. But like,
Chicken Express made a chicken sandwich.
Nah.
Yes. Just try it out.
I would try it, but like it wouldn't be a big deal. Chicken Express doesn't go anywhere outside of North Texas. Most of them are like
going out of business too.
A bunch of them are.
Everyone in Frisco listening to this, go to the Chicken Express on Independence. Is that on Independence? Yeah, it is.
It's on McDermott and Custer.
Oh, yeah, one next to my house? Yeah. McDermott and Custer. It's amazing. They give you extra chicken.
So good.
It's, you can't go wrong. I've never gone wrong with Chicken Express.
It's just like a, the place, it's like a home style food.
And
it's good stuff.
Service may not be the best, but they always got food.
Get the spicy tenders because they're really good.
Spicy tenders, or make sure you get sweet tea there.
Yeah, this is the FBB report. We're giving y'all the chicken updates. Chicken's a big deal here. I mean,
food, chicken.
Y'all always going everything. To Water. Stop going to Whataburger. Expand your horizons, yeah. Frisco. Yeah. Quit going to these freaking burger places. I love burgers. I'll get a burger at least twice a week.
Did you know 25 chickens to every human on Earth? Eat a chicken. We have so many chicken.
I mean, I probably ate that many chickens at least once.
Oh, yeah. I've eaten over 25 chickens, but a lot of people haven't eaten chicken.
But realize that okay, here's another thing about chicken. Every single time you get a chicken tender, one chicken equals two tenders.
Wasn't it just a breast?
Yeah, but how many breasts you got? Two.
Well, you got, like, a lot of meat.
Right, but but you have to think about, like, the shape of the tender. You have to, like, cut it out of the breast.
Yeah, and a lot of it can be fake too.
Right, exactly. That's why.
Like, 10 tenders per chicken. That's what they do at McDonald's.
Well, because you can, they do it in thin little slices that don't give you any food and all crisp.
100 nuggets per chicken.
That's a good thing about chicken to eat too. They give you very little crisp, a whole lot of chicken.
Oh yeah.
Plenty of crisp, but like, they know how to ration.
They know what they're doing. The buns.
Mm. Oh, the rolls, dude. Mm. The rolls. Mm.
Creamed corn is pretty good.
I'm not a big fan of their sides. Like, I will say
they have like a their sides aren't
okay. Phenomenal. They got some good sauces. Except their fried, they got really good fried pickles, fried okra.
They used to have really good sauces, and they resorted to brand name sauces, not their own.
Really?
Yeah. They had like jalapeno ranch. They had every single type of ranch you could ever ask for. But everyone in Frisco, go Chicken Express.
That's your chicken report. Go Chicken Express.
Chicken report, and. Now we're going to move on to the daily report, what's happening today.
What do you mean to say, huh? What do you mean to say?
We'll get a better segment. We'll get some more segments.
Right, just nothing crazy has been going on. I mean, yeah, Halloween just came around. Everyone tried getting the Friday after Thursday that was on Halloween. They tried getting it off.
And they did the weekend before.
Nice try, all you kids who are going to be...
If you did it Saturday, does it really count? You got to do it Friday.
What Saturday?
The Halloween parties. I mean, it kind of counts.
No, I don't think Halloween parties should be in November, but I do commemorate you for having a Halloween party in November. That's a very cool thing to do.
Yeah. Will Halloween be on Friday next year?
No, Saturday. Halloween's on a Saturday next year. And what else is on a Saturday next year? Like
Christmas?
No.
No, Christmas on a Friday.
Doesn't matter, though. Christmas is a Christmas break. There's no break for Halloween. But next year, you've seen on Instagram. It's like all the holidays are lined up perfectly.
Yeah.
Next year.
But I also think, like, wasn't it Friday last year or was it Wednesday last year?
It was not Friday last year because remember, we played football games every other Halloween. Lots of Halloween parties been going on recently. What else?
Today,
Trivia with TJ is no longer in basketball.
Oh, yeah. TJ left basketball. Jensen left basketball.
Well, because he's a baseball kid.
Football season's almost over. Baseball tryouts next week. Basketball tryouts next week. Anyone that didn't know this, baseball, I don't know when baseball is exactly, but basketball is this Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. So if you're trying to.
This kid, he's like an encyclopedia.
Go for that. I got the report. Baseball sometime next week. Probably the same stuff.
In surprise to no one, chemistry is still hard. I'm dying.
Can chemistry, bonds? Can someone just.
Can someone explain to me what an ion is? Actually, I know what that means, but...
Can someone explain bonds and what we're doing with that paper cut out and glue? I still don't know.
If you cut stuff out in class, though... Jeez, dog. Man. Jeez.
We have a sub in Ms. Montgomery's class. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
And Tommy and Cole talking about Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, dude. Oh. In recent news, TikTok. Come on, TikTok. Man. We can't not talk about TikTok.
Dixie or Charli?
There's two of them?
Her sister. You seen her sister?
Yeah, I have. Shoot.
I think her sister's...
I gotta go to classic. It's classic Charli. The same thing. Mwah. Mwah. Come on now.
Oh, baby. They're like a...
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I know Hunter's listening to this right now. Hunter, I'm sorry about not going to Young Life on Monday. I know we had him on Monday. I went to Westside's Young Life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went... Hey, you went to Young Life.
I did go to Young Life, but like I had to drop off. I went and had dinner with a pal, Brandon. Mm-hmm. And then what do I do? I go drop him off at Young Life. I'm like, you know, why don't I stay? Why don't I stay?
I'll stay with you. What's the point of going home when you go to Young Life? And, Young Life, you don't really know. If y'all didn't listen to the last episode, it's on Mondays.
Mondays, 7:37.
Game on Thursday, volleyball game. It's at Berkner High School at 6.
This kid literally has all... He has no phone, no paper. He literally just knows all this stuff.
6:30. Gotta know the info.
Jeez.
We play football Friday at 7 at the Star. And then...
What's going on at 7?
A funeral.
Funeral's going on at 7.
What's going on?
They're already digging holes in the turf.
Saturday, we'll be attending a funeral. The deaths happen. Friday night.
What?
Death
at 7? So bad.
Funeral,
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, go ahead and wait for the police whenever you walk the field. You're going to get arrested for that one.
The LHS spicy memes guy.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
The Toyota workers preparing for tonight's game, digging some graves.
That was pretty funny. I won't lie. I giggle that. I don't know who the kid is. I know he's kind of getting ready to do a face reveal.
Oh.
But... He says you're gonna start a club. How are you gonna start a club and then not know
who
and
are
not
you?
Reveal your identity?
That'd be kind of dope if you like start a club and you don't have a bunch of people in there. He doesn't reveal who he is.
And he's just the president, but he never shows up.
He does show up, but he's in the crowd.
But then who would be the president?
Everyone. Oh yeah, he could do that.
I don't know. We love to collaborate one time.
Oh yeah, get on here.
Maybe we'll see what's up.
Explain why you love Wade so much.
Oh, yeah. His obsession with Wade is probably a wingspan kid. It's because of the Wade obsession.
Maybe. But that's your stuff for today.
That's your FBB report. Look forward to these a little more often because obviously we're the Frisco Bubble Boys.
Yes, we are. So
if we were the Allen Bubble Boys, we'd just talk about how rich we are.
Yeah, we just talk about
how 6A we are.
How many kids go to... Hey, we're good at football. We have a lot of kids.
Not even good, dude.
Exactly.
Liberty. Yeah,
Liberty, come... Alan, come here and come play us. We'd love to have a scout team. But thank y'all for listening.
Thanks for listening to the report.
We'll have some more reports, better quality. And as always,
keep it dirt low nasty.